Yes.
Hello. As every Sunday, Mailbox is back to air your views and comments. The first one today comes from our regular listener, Mary Lou Krennick from Texas. She responds to Ian Willoughby's interview with John Polashek of the Texas Czech Heritage and Cultural Center. Mr. Polashek was in Prague this week to receive an award from the Foreign Ministry.
The wonderful Czech Texans who spearheaded this cultural center in LaGrange, Texas, deserved the Gratius Agate Award this year. They've worked real hard to preserve our heritage here in Texas. I particularly liked the Texas map with the Czech flag, which, by the way, resembles our Texas Lone Star state flag. I want to believe we can influence our great state with our Czech heritage of democracy from the traditions of President Tomáš Masaryk, an open-ended system with a human face.
Tomáš Toušek, who forgot to mention where he's writing from, sent us this question.
I was visiting my family in the Czech Republic for a few weeks and just got back home. There was a song I heard a few times on the radio, and I forgot to ask what the song was. All I remember are some lyrics. Jedeme zase na chatu, jedeme navštívit tatu, or something like that. Is it possible to find out what the song is? If I knew, I could buy the CD or download it somewhere. Thank you for your help.
This one wasn't difficult to guess, unlike some other songs our listeners ask us about. It is called Tata or Dad and comes from the 1999 album Kapradi by the band Buty, who come from North Moravia and sing in the local dialect. Here's a taste for you.
Musíme zajet na chatu, musím se podívat na tatu. Chtěl bych se za ním podívat. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Regular listener Mike Talbot is writing from the Isle of Man.
I was pleased to see that René Zellweger is a star attraction at the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Her recent movie called Miss Potter was shot largely in the beautiful Isle of Man, as well as the remarkable English Lake District. I thought I'd mention this as the Lake District appears to take the headlines, and our island usually isn't mentioned, despite our local film industry and government having a substantial financial stake in the production costs.
Thank you very much for that comment. The festival starts next week, and as every year, Radio Prague will bring you reports from the venue. Christine Conlow from Germany had this query concerning a story by Jarka Halková about male synchronized swimming.
I read this older article about the male synchronized swimmers from the Czech Republic and found it to be very interesting. Is there any contact information for this group? I'm writing a blog about men in synchronized swimming and would like to let them know about it. I hope that through this blog they will be able to communicate with other people who support men in this sport.
As a matter of fact, the website of the group, www.krasoplavci.cz, is mentioned in the article on our webpage. They have an email contact there too. And finally, one last chance to hear our June competition question. This month, we would like to know the name of a composer who was born in 1860 in what is now the Czech Republic and lived here until the age of 15. Later, he studied music in Vienna and worked as a conductor in several Central European cities, including Ljubljana, Budapest, Vienna, but also Prague and Olomouc. He also lived and worked in New York for some time. He died in Vienna at age 50, leaving behind 9 symphonies and a number of vocal works. You have one more week to send us your tips to english@radio.cz or, if you prefer, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Mailbox will be back again next Sunday. Thanks for listening.